From the Cobalt Kuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning. Happy Resurrection Day to all of you. You're riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train runs out. That's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM studios. Or you can always tune in, that's daily, on during the week at DAWS, DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day, and may you know the blessings of Christ. That's right. If you don't, you can always do some reading on 1 Corinthians 15 for all the blood of Jesus who covers you. And he loves you and loves each and every one of you. And we're going to be sending you some blessings out today. Here's none other than the Brooklyn Mass Choir. Brother Lee Williams, I have a Duke Ellington and Mahalia Jackson, James Cleveland, and of course Cleflo Dollar. They're going to get the train a-rolling down the track, bringing you a blessing. So I want you to stay with us as we celebrate the resurrection right here on the gospel train. That's right, we're coming to you with a blessing. So sit back, relax, take a moment, and have your coffee and tea with me. Here we go.
Oh, like to ask you a question. I'd like for you to think about it. Who was it that woke you up this morning? Was it your alarm clock? Was it your mother maybe that came to the bed and shook you? Was it a friend that called you on the phone? When you finally decided to tumble out of bed, who was it that gave you the activity of your limb? When you went to your breakfast table, who was it or what was it that put food on the table? When you went to your closet this morning to prepare yourself for the day's task, who was it that gave you clothes to wear? If you've been sick and you feel that God has sent a healing, who was it or what was it that caused the sick body to now be healed? If you were in trouble and saw no way out, what was it that brought you through dark clouds, stormy days? I'd like for the choir to tell you what it really was. It was amazing grace. That's what it was. How sweet the sound.
How sweet the sound.
17 years ago, in a little sanctified church, it saved an old wretch like me. Glory to God. Somebody knows what I'm talking about when I say I once was lost. But right now, you ought to be able to lift your hands if you've been born again. Wherever you are, and say, thank God, I'm coming. Hallelujah. I was blind. Oh, but praise God, now I see. Now this verse is for somebody that's come through a lot.
And
shepherd, I shall not want. Make me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul.
Before me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Can I say it again? Say it.
by y'all that he is the truth and the devil is a lie. You see, he rose from his grave, walked on water, and gave sight to blind eyes. And you dare ask me why? You dare ask me why I love me some Jesus? Because he is a miracle worker. He's more than just a conqueror, y'all. He's a healer. He's a teacher. Asking for forgiveness, and he'll have mercy on your soul because he rose. You see, he rose just to save us from us because he is just. He is Jesus. He is our Lord and our Savior, the one who grants us favor. Come on.
Something
There was a woman with an issue of blood, and she knew if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. And I'm telling you right now, if you get close to Jesus, you get connected to the greatest power of all. Listen to this.
This is the greatest power.
You're in the greatest
power.
And declare it
this
now. I know what it looks like, but listen.
This is the greatest power.
God, you're so faithful.
Even in the hard days.
Even when I couldn't sleep at night. You were right there with me,
God. You were right there with me always.
You wiped every tear.
I cried.
You declared in your word.
One thing that never failed. It always gets better.
Ooh. Watch this.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
God said, Creflo, though the pain you feel,
better.
Even though the hurt it's you experience, even the lacks from the pandemic,
better.
Even when inflation
it's
trying to take your money,
better.
I need you to declare with me, it's getting better.
It's getting better.
God promised never to leave you nor forsake you. It's gonna get better.
Ooh, we are standing
right here now.
Whatever you need is here. It's right here. It's right now.
It's right now.
Right now.
We cannot make it without you. This is it.
Wake up with the morning set.
Now on Monday, we've got the latest in jazz news. We also have birthday shout-outs to Gil Scott-Heron and Alberta Hunter. It's always community, culture, and music here on KUVO.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Praise God. God bless each and every one of you. I do want to remind you that if you have any announcements that you would like to make for your nonprofit business or event, you can always log on to KUVO.org and we'll submit, of course, and we'll do your PSAs for you. I do want to remind you as well that August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, directed by Denver's own Donnie Betts, is playing right now at the Aurora Fox Arts Theater. That goes on until April 14th. You don't want to miss it. This is a great, great play that he has directed. We're going to have Donnie Betts next week here on the Riding on the Gospel Train. So if you need more information, you can always call Chelsea at 303-739-1971. That's 303-739-1971 for more information. And go check it out. Support the Aurora Fox Theater and this play, Gem of the Ocean. It's a great, great musical. And one of Denver's own leading ladies, Lisa Younger, is there. And, I mean, she does a fabulous, fabulous job. And I'm telling you, it is something that you do not want to miss. She is one of the stars of the play, and I'm telling you, she's from Rising Star. Also, Rising Star has the Double Dutch that she manages that they do every Saturday from 9 to 1 a.m., and you might want to check it out. It's at Rising Star, 1500 South Dayton Street here in Denver. So if you have some young people that like to jump rope and exercise and do all of those wonderful things, then you might want to get them involved. You can go by and check them out. Also, I do want to remind you that First Lady LaQuilla Phillips, her celebration of life will be April 4th. The viewing, and of course, public viewing is April 4th at Pipkins Mortuary. The funeral will be held April 5th at Rising Star Baptist Church at between 2 and 4. So we want to keep the Phillips family all in prayer. Also, there's none other than, of course, the spiritual projects that's going on. They have April 5th, collaboration with the Vanna Coral, and then, of course, April 6th at 7 o'clock p.m., they're going to be doing the same performance. You might want to check them out. That's Arvada United Methodist Church. And if you want more information, you can check them out at lamont.spirituals@du.edu always. They're doing some great things. We always let them keep the spiritual problems. They have a whole list of stuff. Every month they're going to be doing something. Also, I'm going to have April 14th. We're going to have Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love. They're going to be here writing on the Gospel Train. They're doing April 9th in conjunction with the Respect House Band. They're going to be telling us all about what their performance is. Sia, they do a great, great job, and they're going to be here in the studio once again. They're part of the KUVO Studio Club. But we're going to give you more information. That's April 19th at 7 o'clock. That's going to be at the Holiday Theater that they're going to be performing. They're a nonprofit organization with great, great resources that they give all the time. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train as we continue celebrating the Resurrection Sunday and bringing you a blessing.
Support comes from the Colorado Symphony, presenting Pink Martini, April 19th, at Betcher Concert Hall. Samba, cabaret, vintage jazz, and more, with full orchestra. Tickets at coloradosymphony.org.
Wake up with the morning set.
Now on Monday, we've got the latest in jazz news. We also have birthday shout-outs to Gil Scott-Heron and Alberta Hunter. It's always community, culture, and music here on KUVO.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
The next verse, it goes like this. Oh, these clothes may be ragged that I'm wearing. Oh, and this heavy load I'm sharing. Oh, so hard that I'm carrying. I've
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. Thank you so much for riding with us today as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Oh, he died to save each and every one of you. God bless you. We open this set, of course, with none other than Jimmy Brown with Blessed Assurance, Dr. Alvin Walters with I've Decided to Make Jesus My Choice, and then that was Tamara Mann, and of course you're listening to Mary Kalele with Who Is This Jesus, the one that has died to save each and every one of us. Stay with us. We've got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
Celebrate Jazz Appreciation Month Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m. with Dave Grusin. Not Enough Time and his journey from Colorado cowboy to Oscar and Grammy-winning composer, followed by Jazztown at 8:30, a tribute to Denver jazz musicians on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Driving into a Kuvo donation is easy. If you have a car, truck, boat, van, RV, or other unwanted vehicle, donate it to Kuvo Jazz and get a tax deduction. Easy, right? Call 855-980-JAZZ or visit the support tab on KUVO.org and we'll get it done, including pickup at no cost to you. Once your vehicle has been donated, you'll be sent a receipt for your tax records and the sale proceeds will be donated to Kuvo Jazz in your name. You will also receive a one-year Kuvo membership.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Come on and sing. Thank you. When you can't turn to anyone around you, don't forget to look up.
I know it seems like the rain just won't end.
Yeah.
Let me reassure you that it will.
Try to be strong.
You try to be strong and keep it all in.
But inside.
Inside you wish someone knew what you feel.
Let me remind you.
Let me remind you.
Yeah.
We have a friend.
He's the best friend.
In Jesus.
Yeah.
And when we need him.
Just when we need him.
We lift our hands and say,
friend,
we need your help.
You are our help. But hold on, cause
help is on the way.
I know it feels like your back's against the wall. But hold on, cause
help is on the way.
You've come too far to give up now. I need you to hold on, cause
help is on the way.
Find somebody, tell them, look up.
Joy
is on the way.
Joy is on the way.
I know you thought you would never smile again. But I tell you, joy is on the way.
Joy is on the way.
That joy you've been waiting on.
Oh, you're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. God bless each and every one of you. And I have loved you and I have truly, truly enjoyed being with you this afternoon, celebrating the resurrection. Remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God, even whether that's through the Word or through the music as it ministers to you. We, of course, had none other than Worthy is the Lamb by Brooklyn Mass, Wonderful by Lee Williamson. This was none other than Anthony Brown and the group Therapy. Remember to go with God in all of your ways. It's about that time for us to start winding down. Getting that train back to the station, I thank you so much for being with us. And remember to go with God in all of your ways. I have a lot of things coming up in April, and God be with each and every one of you. I love you. We're going to have the Whispers take us home within His name. Remember, it's always in His name. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Go to church, do something different that you haven't done, but share that love with each and every person, that love that God has loved you with. Share that love with all the people that you meet. God bless you. God willing, we'll see you next week.
Till we meet. You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.